Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
So we are talking to... What's your name?
Jim Guy.
And we're going to ask you some questions. Okay, so where did you grow up?
I grew up in Staunton, Illinois. I was born in Litchfield, Illinois, which is about 15 miles north of Staunton, but that was the closest hospital. There were no hospitals in Staunton. And then I lived in Bunnell, Illinois, and then basically grew up in Staunton. Grew up on the edge of town, where my father built a house next to the house of my mother's parents. They lived on a small farm, about 3 acres. And on one side of the street was actually a city park where we played baseball and stuff like that. And behind the field in the back of the houses... was a railroad track. It was a spur that ran between two coal mines. So we had plenty to play with, lots of stuff to do. We raised rabbits, had a big garden, and played a lot of baseball and football and everything else.
Okay, that was good. So what was some of your friends?
Some of my friends? Well, my brother Jack was not even 2 years younger than me, so we played together a lot. My brother Bob was 6 years younger, so we didn't play too much together. And besides that, he was kind of dangerous because he'd come up, hit us in the head with something. Neighbor across the street, we played with him a lot. That was Dave Larker. And a neighbor down at the end of Leonard Street, Gary Massanelli. And we played with the people who live close. We didn't get to run all over town. Pretty much stayed in within a 2-3 block area. And of course the park was kind of a gathering point, so we'd organize games over there at the park.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where did your parents grow up?
Well, my mother grew up right there in the house next to where I grew up. Actually, my father built our house, and he grew up in Bunnell, Illinois. So that was about 6 miles north of Staunton. And he grew up in a plumbing shop and hardware store. And my grandfather built houses there, too. And my father was the youngest of nine. And his job through the summer was to take the cow to the cemetery and let the cow graze so they'd have milk.
Okay. Next question. What were your parents' names?
Jim Guy and Betty Guy.
Okay. What were your childhood like?
Well, we've already kind of talked about that.
When did you and Meemaw meet?
We met at college at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. We were both music students. That's where we met. We actually worked in the same office for a little while.
Mm-hmm. What was your last memory of a kid?
Last memory of a kid? A grandchild, or being a kid, or I don't know what
like,
you mean.
What was your last memory like of like being like a kid?
Oh, like before I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
I was so glad to get out of Staunton.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and got off to college. My senior year of high school was really, really boring.
Mm-hmm.
I was the kid who always read all the stories in the English book by October and worked all the extra math problems in the back of the book by November, and I had nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. And last question, what was your favorite relatives?
Favorite relatives?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they're all favorite relatives. We were friends with everybody.
And
having my grandparents living next door, that was important too.
Yeah, and that was pretty good. That was actually good, and yeah, that was Papaw. Bye. Okay, this is...
I'm Meemaw, Marcia, and Guy.
Okay, We're going to ask you some questions. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Illinois, Southern Illinois, Harrisburg, Illinois, and a little bit in West Frankfort, Illinois.
Okay, next question. What was your childhood like?
Well, there were five of us. I have an older brother who was mentally handicapped, Larry. And then I have Steve, younger than me. And then I have twin brother and sister, Diane and Ron. So it was five of us. And we had a house full with only three bedrooms. So my sister and I shared a room, and the three brothers shared a room.
Mm-hmm. And what was your parents' names?
Your great-papa is Bernard Hertline, and my mom's name was Reba Hertline.
Mm-hmm. And what were your parents like? Like, what jobs did they have?
Oh, my dad was a plumber, and he did that for many years, which is funny because your other great-grandpa was also a plumber, so they both were.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom did a lot of sewing, stayed home raising the kids, and then eventually got a job at the cap factory that she made hats for sports teams in Harrisburg, Illinois.
Did your family ever play any sports, like your relatives or your mom and dad?
I really don't know about my mom and dad, but my brother Steve was very, very good at baseball. He actually was asked to go to a farm team for the St. Louis Cardinals, but he was getting married at the time. And his fiance said, nope, that will keep you gone from home. So he chose a different job. But he was a very good pitcher.
Yeah. And what were some of the stories that your parents used to tell you?
Well, they were both from Carmi, Illinois area. And they, you know, they grew up in like one-room houses and went to one-room schools when they were growing up. So, glad things have changed for us now, huh?
Yeah. And how much siblings did you have?
Well, I had the older brother, Larry, and then Steve, and then the twins that were younger than me, Diane and Ron.
Okay. And what did you do in school?
Well, my favorite thing was music. That's why I became a music teacher. Mm-hmm. So, I loved band and I loved choir. And I was pretty good at clarinet. I was sitting first chair clarinet in our high school when I was a freshman. And I went to Allstate Music. I was chosen to do that. And we even went to Chicago, which was a big deal for our whole band to play at the Midwest Band Clinic. So I loved band.
What made you like band?
I just started clarinet when I was in fourth grade, and my mom and dad couldn't afford it, so the band director found me a clarinet, and I just loved it. I guess I was born that way, and I also loved piano, and I took piano all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm. Did you play any other instruments other than the piano and the clarinet?
Well, I can play saxophone, and I've tried to play guitar. I took lessons, but I love clarinet the best.
Mm-hmm. And how did you meet Papa?
Well, we went to music school together at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. And he worked in the music office down on the other end of the building. And I worked in the music office at the other end of the building. And I used to put on the records for people to listen to prepare for their classes.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa would come in and prop his feet up on the table right in front of me while I was putting records on. And eventually, he followed me up to my locker where my horn was, and he asked me out on a date.
Mm. Last questions. What's your last memory of a kid?
Jema and her birthday party, is that what you mean? The last grandkid? Or the last?
No, when you were a kid.
Oh, when I was a kid. Probably, I worked at the swimming pool. I was the head of concessions at the swimming pool all through high school. And of course, my mom died when I was in high school. So, I was a sophomore when my mom died very suddenly. And I would bike over to about 2 miles to the swimming pool and work all summer and then come back home and cook for the rest of our family because I was like the oldest girl. And so I had to clean and cook and worked at the pool.
Okay, that was good. And that was Meemaw. Bye.